This is The Naked Scientist with me, Ben Valsler, with Chris Smith and with Dave Ansell. And as usual, we'll kick off with a look at this week's science news. Moss spores seem to get an extra lift from the same process that generates smoke rings and mushroom clouds, according to new research published in the journal Science this week. Dwight Whitaker at Pomona College in California and Joan Edwards at Williams College, Massachusetts, realised that the spores of sphagnum moss couldn't possibly reach as high as they do by ballistic propulsion alone, so they set out to try and find the moss's trick. Sphagnum moss is thought to store more carbon than any other plant genus, and it covers around 1% of the Earth's surface, so it's very important to plants. In order to distribute its spores, it fires them upwards into a turbulent patch of air where they're picked up and transported on eddies and breezes. To take advantage of the breeze, the spores have to be very light, and they have a terminal velocity of just 5 millimetres per second. And that low terminal velocity creates a problem when getting through a layer of still air directly above the moss, where the spores will rapidly decelerate. The spores develop in the top half of a 2 mm spherical capsule, the bottom half of which is actually hollow, it's just full of air. And each capsule contains 20,000 to 250,000 spores. But when the conditions are right, these capsules dehydrate and they become cylindrical instead of spherical. In this process, they vastly increase the air pressure in the hollow bit at the bottom. Eventually, the capsule fails and the internal pressure fires both the spore and a little puff of air upwards. And this puff of air creates a vortex. It's a sort of self-sustaining ring of rising air, very much like a smoke ring or a mushroom cloud, which is strong enough to carry the spore far further upwards than it would otherwise go, and up high enough into this turbulent air to be carried away. And high-speed imaging confirmed their hypothesis. This is really nice. Now, we know of a few species that do take advantage of vortices like this. Bees certainly do when they're flying, jellyfish underwater. But this is the very first example of vortex use in plants. Very nice.
It's really beautiful. Now,